It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Last month, Pittsburgh was named one of 35 awardees as a new member of the Rockefeller Foundation 100 Resilient Cities Network. Contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, joins us now to fill us in on resiliency as it relates to Pittsburgh. Good day, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. Nice to talk to you.
Strange to talk to you by phone, but glad you could join us today. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's cold outside, but, you know, warm talking across the phone line. So nice to be with you today.
All right, good. What is the context and why are we talking about resilient cities today?
So as I learned through my research, the concept of resilient cities is really critical, especially as older cities like Pittsburgh need to move forward into the 21st century. But many of us are constrained by long-term existing issues, such as in Pittsburgh. So resiliency in the context of what we're talking about is the capacity of individuals and communities and institutions, businesses, to really survive, adapt, and to grow no matter what type of chronic stresses, acute situations they may experience. And so it's thinking proactively, building a stronger community. So in late 2014, Pittsburgh was named one of only 35 awardees as a new member of the Rockefeller Foundation 100 Resilient Cities Network. And 331 applications were received, Paul. So that is tremendous accolades for our city and puts us in a very esteemed class of cities.
And tell us about the Rockefeller Award. What does it mean for the future of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's quite amazing. The Rockefeller Foundation is funding the 100 Resilient Cities program with a total of $100 million. And their first cohort was last year with about, I think, 32 cities. This one has 35 cities. And each of the cities will then put together plans and apply for some of these funds to support and empower a chief resilience officer, to support and develop plans, to take stock of existing efforts, identify priority areas, conduct analysis, look at all the implementation tools and infrastructure and policy modeling, connections to other networks around the globe, regional dialogues. It's really quite a remarkable club to be part of, Paul.
And what areas did the city focus on when applying for the award?
Well, I have to tell you, Paul, the complexity of this application process is amazing. We have on the WESA website a YouTube video, and the link is there, which shows an initial planning process, and it included city sustainability manager Grant Irvine, and he convened a group of some experts in sustainability, resilience, infrastructure, economics. I mean, it was so many smart people in this room together, and they put together a whole big plan, which was the winning application, and it included things as how to look at stormwater management, how to improve the infrastructure, opportunities to create more innovative and a more competitive national and international presence. So those, I think, are some of the things that they'll be looking at, and also in terms of looking at, you know, chronic food and water shortages and looking at more vulnerable populations. So those are the many things that are on the table.
We're talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, as she makes her weekly appearance here on Essential Pittsburgh, talking about the fact that Pittsburgh was named one of 35 awardees as a new member of the Rockefeller Foundation 100 Resilient Cities Network. And I understand that there are some major added benefits in being selected for this award besides the money. What are they?
Yes. So I read a great quote by the mayor when I did my research. And what he said was, "We now have a seat at the table on a global stage." And I thought that really captured the essence of what this is. And the city's innovation and performance chief, Deborah Lamb, described this network, which includes cities such as London and Singapore and Athens, among the vanguards of public policy as it relates to managing cities through systemic events that happen, anything from climate change to natural disasters to economic problems. And so what she was quoted as saying is that Pittsburgh will really generate a major benefit from access to this worldwide network of financial consultants and planners and other experts to help the city negotiate major events happening in the future, both known and unknown, and also having the access to the Rockefeller Foundation and its network. So it's really elevated us and it's something to be so proud of.
And really, it's in many ways should not come as a surprise, really, when you think about it, because Pittsburgh has demonstrated its resiliency in many ways in the past, and most recently with its ability to reinvent itself in the wake of the downturn in the steel industry and to come up with other self-sustaining business templates.
Yes, I think that's really true. And in one of the YouTube videos, and it was very interesting that the city put these on their website, but there was a lot of reference made to one of our past mayors who's no longer with us, Mayor Sophie Mathla, and talking about how she really had to deal with the reinvention of Pittsburgh and what that really meant, and looking at a city that had such a need to change itself from the inside out. And so I think Pittsburgh has come a long way, and elevating Pittsburgh now to the stage will make a significant difference. So I think that will be great. Yes.
Now, I understand that the Rockefeller Foundation has some resilience resolutions for 2015, and one in particular that you really favor. Talk about that, would you?
Well, I was going through and looking at their website and looking at the different things that are involved, and as I mentioned earlier, I mean, some of the things that they're going to be looking at are things like infrastructure and mitigation efforts and climate control and big data management, homeland security, preparation readiness. I mean, these are things that are just so significant. But one of the resolutions that I read specifically was that on the top of the list was getting women involved in city planning and disaster response. And so this was one of their resolutions, because they said that in the article, women, and this is throughout not just the United States but the world, are really underrepresented in city government and in how cities plan and execute emergency recovery. And considering that women play such a vital role to a city's resilience, the deficiency is more dramatic than it might appear at first. And making the sort of a smart and sustained effort to address this shortcoming and bringing in women who can really help make the city more effective and healthier. And, of course, Paul, we know that women can do anything. So this just made perfect sense to me.
And were you surprised to see that deficiency?
You know, I was a little bit surprised in the sense of, you know, I'd hope we had come further, but I think that it's a fact. And I think it's also looking really from a global basis and bringing women in globally and looking at women who are on the ground in some of the third world countries and who are actually doing a lot of this but might not have some ability to really implement. And so taking them into some leadership positions, which I think is very important. And one of the other things that was interesting was Dr. Judith Rodden, who is the president of the Rockefeller Foundation, said that the reason that building resistance is so critical is that you want to look at things when they're good, but you also want to really consider how things are for the much more vulnerable and poor. And so building things up for people who are already doing well, and we know a lot of good things are happening in Pittsburgh, but you build things up for the vulnerable and the less advantaged, and it's a smart investment and yields
certainly
what they call a resilience dividend,
right,
and a win-win. And I thought that was very interesting.
Rebecca Harris, our business correspondent, as always, great thanks.
Nice to talk to you.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Mayor Bill Peduto makes his monthly visit to the show. Lots to talk about there. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.